Here we are, Wild and Wacky Wednesday. Yes, it is. Stay tuned. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Okay, so have I mentioned I absolutely love doing my podcast? Anyway, welcome to Wild Wednesday. And if you are listening in for the very first time, you're probably wondering, who the heck is this chicky babe? I am known as Gabbin Gale, and this is the Gale Foley Show. Gabbin with me will grow your business, or listening to me will bring you resources, stories, insights, life lessons, things that maybe will help you advance in your business or give you a light bulb moment that says, wow, I need to start my own business. Do you have a hobby? Do you have some heartfelt desire that you want to fulfill? Maybe something I say will help you take that next step. Or maybe something I say will keep you from making that awful step. I bring you my success stories and my failures, which really are just experiences that disguise themselves in a different fashion some of the time. The other thing that I do, that's Monday through Thursday. And then on Fridays, I interview some extremely exciting and interesting people that have had their ups and downs and now have a success story to share. Because here's what I know. I know that when I am searching for the next step in my next career, or I'm struggling with something, I look to who's been there before me. I actually changed my life because of a book I bought for 10 cents at a garage sale. Literally changed my life completely. And one of these days, or no, I am going to put that on an MP3 file or a CD so you can actually hear my whole story, because it's a very important story because it changed my life. And you may be in a place right now that you go, wow, I need something different. And maybe that would be listening to my story to give you hope that you can do something about what you're going through. The other thing is that I also bring you resources. For example, I have had many, many careers and different experiences. And one of the things that I've done for the past 8.5 years is share with people the value of sending a thank you card after you've done business with them, a thank you for their time, or appreciate your business, or happy birthday, or just want to say hello through a greeting card that you can do online, anywhere you are. Takes a couple seconds, and let me tell you, it will keep those relationships in your business life, in your personal life, very close to you, very dear to you, and keep you top of mind awareness. So I've been a rep of send out cards all these years. I also bring to you on my favorites page at the Gale Foley Show, that would be the Gale, G-A-I-L, Foley, F-O-L-E-Y, show.com. If you go to my favorites page, you'll also find other resources that I validate because I use them and want you to know about them. I am giving insight to these tools by following other podcasters that are very successful. I believe if it's good enough for their audience, I definitely want to bring it to my audience. These are affiliate programs, which means I make a commission on them. So let me ask you, if you want to add something to your marketing mix, are you looking for an email marketing system? Are you looking for how to add a podcast to what you do? All of these things are out there for you. And if you're looking for a way to make an income, affiliate marketing is a very, very lucrative way to go. That's why I choose to go that way while I'm working on my own projects and my own products, because they are tools that I have purchased and I have used. I feel they're valuable to share with you. And then I make a little money on them if you buy them. That's what affiliate marketing is, because that is the biggest question. Since I started doing my podcasting back in January of this year, 2014, that is the question I get more than any other question. How do you make money doing podcasts? You know, there's different trains of thought. I've got one of my coaches, two of my coaches actually, they create their own products. They've both created their own podcasting course. They've written books. They do consulting. They do coaching. They do speaking engagements. That's how they earn their income. Now, they also are affiliate marketers because on their site, they have a list of resources they use. For example, the hosting of my show is on a company called Blueberry. I got that information when I went to my coach's page and he recommended it. He recommended it. I came on board. He makes money on me every single month because I'm hosting on his affiliate link. So it's sharing the wealth all the way around. It's a great and easy way to make money. And I'm learning more about how to effectively get this out there for people. So the more that I find that I can share with you, I will. And today, and Fridays, I don't know that I mentioned this, on Fridays, I bring a guest online, and I interview that guest. I guess I did mention it. Okay, my guest this Friday is a gentleman that has gone from working for a huge, huge construction company in our area as their HR person for 20-some years. He is now gone and launched his own business on helping employers and employees connect in a quicker, more effective way. So please tune in on Friday, June 20th to hear about his insights business, and maybe he can help you. So I want to let you know about Friday. Today, you know, each day I come up with a different subject and something stirs me to do this. It's not just, oh my goodness, I'm laying awake at night, although I do that. There are things that come across my path that make me feel they're very important things to share. And what I want to share with you today is sort of what I'm going through. I've alluded to it in my other podcasts, but I haven't quite shared it completely. My brother is battling multiple myeloma. Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer that eats your bones. Really, just it gets in there and it decalcifies your bones. My father died of the same cancer 19 years ago. And so when my brother was diagnosed, the question came up, okay, is this hereditary? It sort of scares you that it might be. The consensus is out. They still haven't determined it. I spoke to a young lady the other day that is studying genetics and illnesses, and her studies indicated that it may not always be a genetic disease when someone else in the family gets it. It may be that you all live in the same type of environment. I don't know. My dad was 68 when he was diagnosed. He was 69. We were told we had 6 months. We had 6 weeks. He had such massive chemotherapy that the chemotherapy actually sent him into a massive heart attack. So anyone that's out there that's going through this, my heart goes out to you. My mom declined having chemo when she was diagnosed with cancer just at a very young age of 44. It's all around us. It hits my family very hard. And I got word the other day from my brother that the chemo has destroyed his bone marrow. It happens to about 20% of the cancer patients with this particular cancer. And there is only one option for him at this time to extend his life, and that is to have a unique type of bone marrow transplant. It is a blood type transfusion. They literally want donors that are between 18 and 44, just because the younger you are, the more viable all of your blood cells are and what have you. But for this particular process, they really want to see if the siblings are a match. So I've just sent in my sheet. It's a fax. It's a document that I had to sign giving the hospital where this will take place permission to share the findings with my brother, which means he gets to share it with his team of physicians, his oncologists. I've had a conversation with the woman oncology transplant coordinator, and she says, "You're our little miracles." And it's like, whoa. I don't know that she used the word little. She just said, "You're our miracles." And I just want to share with you that if you are in a place where you feel like you can donate, my husband's given blood for as long as I've known him. We've been together 15 years. I've never given blood because when I was very young, I was underweight. I couldn't give blood. Over the years, I've just never given blood. And now here I am. I'm going to be tested for being a match to my brother. And for me, it's going to mean a battery of tests after we have the blood work done to see if I go further. And it's a huge, huge series of physicals and what have you to make sure that I am totally 100% healthy enough to be of benefit to him. If that comes through and I'm good for that, then I will go to where he is for 2 weeks. The first week will be injections under my skin to build up the particular cells that they need to harvest to feed to my brother. And then after I go through that for 5 days, then the process of harvesting those new cells take place. And that's 2 to 4 days of 6-hour days where the needle goes in one arm, they run my blood through a machine, and then they put the blood back into my body. It sounds horrendous what you go through to help someone. But then my brother's going to be in the hospital for 3 weeks for the process. Then he has to take off work for a year. You know, what I will go through is nothing compared to what my brother faces. My brother's 4 years younger than me. We live so long these days that there's a huge, huge future for him. And it just breaks my heart that he's going through this. My other brother will also check to see if he's a match, but he has other health issues that might not make it happen. So all this is very prevalent in my mind, and then I see on the Today Show, which I referenced yesterday, a young girl, 4 years old, and her parents are told that she has this awful, awful disease that within a year she will lose all of her bodily functions, and this poor little girl is going to be passing on. I don't know about you, but that is so hard for me to comprehend what that family's going through. Wow. The rewarding part of that story is that they were told there was an experimental drug that has only experimental treatment that has only been used on mice, but they would be willing to give it to her to see if it would work for her, but it will cost them $2 million. I don't know about you, but I don't have $2 million laying around to save my child's life How? Wow. I mean, talk about devastating news all the way around. So they look to social media and posted something about it. I don't know exactly what happened, but this young man saw their situation, volunteered to take a professional video for them and put it on YouTube and spread it out there. And he did. And they have had millions of views, but more importantly, they have raised $1 million. They need another $1 million by October. I just got to say to anyone listening to me today, thank you, thank you, thank you, and congratulations to everybody that steps up to the plate and donates. And it doesn't need to be thousands of dollars, a $10 bill, a $20 bill, anything that you can do to help this child, or go and get your license renewed, make sure you're an organ donor on that, or go and find out where you can donate bone marrow, or you can donate blood. We all are in this world together. We just had two twin tornadoes come through Nebraska and wipe out literally a very little town with big-hearted people that said nothing would ever take their town down. So together, we have to hold hands in all facets of our world. I know that my podcast is dedicated to people in business and their careers, but first and foremost, without careers, with or without jobs, we are people that rely on one another to lift us up, to hold us up, to be there when things like this happen, and to say, yes, I'm willing to help. Yes, I'm willing to give. So that's my plea for today, is open your heart, you know, open your wallet and help these people raising money for their daughter. Go to the todayshow.com and look for Monday's broadcast. I'll put that on my podcast as well, so you can find where to help this little girl. I've donated recently to the Lymphoma and Leukemia Woman of the Year Foundation, as they have their big drive at this time of year, not knowing that 1 week later I'm going to be calling them to ask them who I can go to in our town to get a blood test that I can then send to my brother's hospital rather than having them process it here. It's a long process. I don't know when I'll get the kit that I will use to process all this, and then the kit gets sent off for the blood work, and then we go from there. So it's a long process, but I know I've been alluding to things the last couple days, and I thought, you know, I just need to share it with you and let you know what's going on to make you aware that you too can be out there helping someone. My brother sent me to the page that I needed to see about this process, and it just absolutely amazed me that there's a video there of a young man that actually donates the process that I'm going through and absolutely says he will continue donating to make a difference. So as often as I ask you to pass on a smile, I'm asking you to pass on more today. Consider helping someone out there that you may not ever, ever meet, because so many people need our help in so many ways. I know it's wild and wacky and wonderful Wednesday. Let's give people more Wednesdays. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.